young and daring. She was the pride of the summer that year. She was my sweetheart, my lady. We walked to Black Rock and stopped by the lock. It's good to be young and daring. It's good to be young.
Music there from a fellow by the name of Phil Tanner. It's off of a really interesting album called The Ultimate Guide to Welsh Folk. The Gower Reel is the name of the tune. And that sort of lilting or mouth music, Portar Buil, is a real feature, a classic feature of old-time Celtic music. It comes from a time when instruments were either not affordable or, in some cases, traditional instruments and traditional music and the singing of words, particularly in native languages like Welsh or Irish or Scots, were explicitly banned by British law. And so that sort of mouth music took hold, and terrific exponents of it, like Phil Tanner there, are able to render songs and tunes in a manner that people actually could dance to at gatherings, house parties, hoolies. So it was really exciting to find that on this new album, newly released album, called The Ultimate Guide to Welsh Folk. And I'll make a confession here that it was one of the few tunes where both the artist and the name of the tune were provided in English rather than Welsh. I speak absolutely no Welsh and am always very self-conscious of trying to correctly render Welsh pronunciation. I'm not like friend Edie Stone, who can render it well, or my colleague on this show, Fergus Stone, who probably gets it by osmosis. But there you have it, Phil Tanner and the Gower Reel. Prior to that, music from Celtic Newfoundland with Great Big Sea off an album called Something Beautiful. The song is called Beat the Drum. It actually is the version, the Great Big Sea version, of a song that originally comes from Scotland, and the band Runrig came up with, I believe the name of the song as it was originally titled was The Pride of the Summer. And then we led off with music from Gaelic Storm from their first album, self-titled, well, actually an album called Special Reserve. So I guess it was the second album. The Schooner Lake set is the title of the set of tunes that we heard there. We are rolling into more music for you, and we hope to have an interview with friend Leslie Ann Harrison coming up here quickly. And she has been on the west coast of Ireland making music and doing a special project, which hopefully we'll have a chance to have her tell you more about. And tonight, she is in the great state of Maine, which, as you may know, is experiencing some, shall we call it, remarkable weather. So we'll go ahead and launch ourselves back into music. This is off of a terrific album called Celtic Graces, and the name of the tune here is Rip the Calico by one of my all-time favorite bands, the Bothy Band, on KGNU. Thank you. Music there from the Bothy Band and Rip the Calico. Great stuff. And we are privileged to have on the line Leslie Ann Harrison calling us from where in Maine?
I'm in Cape Elizabeth right now, just near Portland.
Cape Elizabeth. And you have balmy sort of Jimmy Buffett kind of weather in Cape Elizabeth this evening?
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. A little bit frosty. More snow predicted tomorrow, they're saying, too.
And some unusually low temperatures, I understand, as well.
Yeah, it's quite cold. I think we've been waking up consistently to negative temperatures. So just wrapping up and lots of fires in the fireplace.
Well, that sounds delightful, if challenging.
I
first met Leslie a number of years ago when she was playing with a group that did French and Celtic music called Folk Ragu, and she is a teacher, and would it be fair to say sort of an artist in residence at Swallow Hill?
Sure, yeah, we could call me that.
I think that really works well for me, but I got an email from Leslie not too long ago, and she has been on the west coast of Ireland from Cork all the way up to Donegal, right?
Yeah, that's right. It was quite a trip. It lasted about 5 weeks all over the place.
So tell us a little bit about why you were there, what you were doing, where you started, where you ended up, and the music that you played along the way.
Sure. I was there on behalf of a company called Cultural Roadmap, which is a startup that was founded by a friend of mine, ethnomusicologist Leah Bernini-Cronin, and an audio tour writer, Deborah Scholl. And they'd previously done an audio tour of County Clare, and it went really well. And so they decided to release additional tours for the rest of the Wilds Atlantic Way, which, as you may know, is a recently opened driving route that goes from Cork all the way up to Donegal. It's about 1,500 miles. It's all along the West Coast, and it's really, really extraordinary scenery. There's a lot of great music there. There's great food, a lot of interesting culture. And it also goes through a number of the Gaeltacht regions. So they sent me over there to interview people and basically conduct ethnographic research, which is studying the way people essentially live their lives, specifically when you're there in their area. And so I did that for 5 weeks, which was amazing. And I started down in Cork and just kind of worked my way north all the way up to Donegal. I was mostly in counties Galway and Mayo, and a little bit in Dublin as well. So, yeah, it was really extraordinary experience. It was tiring, but it was great fun.
Tell us a little about the research that you did. That's really intriguing to me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I started, I'd say about in June, and the first part of my research was lead production. And so based on what I knew from living in Ireland previously, and then based on new research, I was trying to learn what on the western coast of Ireland might be important to people who are visiting. And then trying to figure out where people would drive to and what they might see. And then from there, figuring out, well, who in that area has an interesting story that we might want to share? And then I was contacting all those people and asking them if they would meet with me. And I was lucky enough to interview 29 people while I was there, from Cork all the way up to Donegal. So, and it was really interesting because it was beyond music. It was more anthropology-based, so I was interviewing scientists, I was interviewing athletes, people really from all walks of life. I went out on a mussel farming boat with a mussel farmer, which was fantastic. So, it was really interesting mix of history and science and music and food and everything.
How did you come up with the people that you interviewed? Were they referrals or people that you'd known previously? What was the point of entry? And then how on earth did you introduce yourself to them and get them to be one of your magic 29?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. It was a really fascinating process. I really loved it, actually. A couple of them were people that Leah already knew. I don't think I interviewed anybody that I knew before. So I was doing a lot of research online. I was reading a lot of articles. I was reading books, journals, newspapers, trying to see if there was some kernel of information in there that mentioned a specific person who I might be able to talk to. So, and then I would email them or call them and just say, this is who I am and this is what I'm doing. Are you interested at all? And I was lucky enough that a number of people responded very favorably and then would tell me what they were about, and I would correspond with them. So, you know, one place that sticks in my mind, just because there are so many great stories, is in Northern Mayo, where I researched and found a rock climber who'd done some extraordinary climbing on a sea stack there. I researched and found a biologist who'd landed on that same sea stack by jumping out of a helicopter. and I also researched and found a historian who'd written about the Coast Guard watch stations there during World War II when Ireland was supposed to be neutral. And all three of those people agreed to speak to me. And so I got to meet them and just ask them questions and just listen to them tell me their stories for hours. It was fantastic.
And the Irish have certainly a tradition, a great tradition of storytelling. I've got to believe that that made your work just a tiny bit more colorful and more flavorful.
It was so great. I can't even begin to tell you. Yeah, they're so articulate and interesting. And I mean, anybody who's telling you about a place or a profession that's really important to them is just going to glow and come alive. And that's what these people did. And they just had incredible energy. In Northern Mayo, I definitely spent a day chasing an archaeologist around his excavation site with my recorder, you know, through the rain, trying to just catch every word he was saying. So it was definitely interesting, for sure.
Tell us a little about the archaeology. What did you see?
Well, in Northern Mayo, there is a site called Cage of Fields, which is a Neolithic site. And I met an archaeologist named Seamus Caulfield, whose father was actually farming that land there and uncovered what he thought were ancient rock walls. And his father and then Seamus himself ended up excavating that site and dating that site. And that's now a site that you can go visit and see. It's Cage of Fields. So that was extraordinary to see that. And then there's another site that Seamus has gone to as well, which is on top of this 50-meter sea stack, which is basically a column of rock coming out of the ocean. It's off the coast of Northern Mayo. It's very impressive, 50 meters tall. The waves are crashing into it. And Seamus and Martin Downs, who's a biologist, they decided they wanted to see what was on top of that sea stack because they believed there to be houses out there. And they were the ones who leaped out of a helicopter on top of it. And they camped there all night, but they found houses out there, and they conducted archaeological research in the site. And so I saw that one from a distance. I didn't manage to get out to that one
Next time, for sure.
Next time. Yeah, definitely. So,
our guest is Leslie Ann Harrison. She is with Cultural Roadmap. In addition to the work that she does here in Colorado with Swallow Hill and a number of other performance groups. And she's telling us about the research that she did for audio tours on the west coast of Ireland from Cork to Donegal. Somewhere along the coast of Ireland near Cork, I'm remembering that they had quite a centennial commemoration this year of a very important historical event. Were you anywhere near that particular site?
You mean the Lusitania?
I do.
Yes, I was there. That was very extraordinary. The site was just unveiled very recently, I believe, this year. And we met one of the men who was instrumental in kind of raising money for the memorial garden there. And it's a very, very beautiful place. It's on the very southern tip of Ireland, and you're just looking out at the ocean, and the sun setting, and the scenery is just, you know, really beautiful. But then you realize you're looking at the site of the sinking, and it's very sobering and moving. And so we were there just kind of taking it in and learning about the site. And then this man said to me, "Do you have your instruments with you?" And I thought he was kidding. I always have my flute in my backpack. I said, "Oh, yeah." He's like, "Great, pull it out and play a tune." And so I actually played my flute looking down on the memorial garden while the sun was setting, you know, looking out at the site of the sinking. And that was pretty intense, you know. And then the other part of that visit was we met a diver who's been down to the Lusitania many, many times, and he had artifacts from the Lusitania. And I held in my hand a pair of glasses that he had found on the deck of the ship. And I had this chill just go up my spine because I was looking at them, and I thought, oh, my goodness, they look just like my husband's glasses.
Wow.
So, yeah, that visit was intense because you understand something like that in an academic way. But when you see artifacts and you see the site, it really gets you in a more visceral way. You know, it really gets you in the gut. So, yeah, that was an amazing experience.
For our listeners who might have temporarily forgotten, the Lusitania was sunk in 1917. It was torpedoed by a German U-boat, and it was one of the events that led to the entry of the United States into the First World War. How did you proceed from there? You went, obviously, through Cork City, and then, I suppose, up into Kerry and the Ring of Kerry and past Kenmare and Killarney and on further north to the shores of Clare and on around. Tell me other things that happened to you along the way.
Yeah, oh gosh, so much. Let's see, so I was driving up through Galway and Mayo. I went up into Sligo and Donegal as well. Galway is beautiful. You know, there's this cultural area called Connemara within County Galway. And there's also the Galway Gaeltacht there. So I went up along the coast that way, through the Galway Gaeltacht, up through Connemara. And I think that was some of the most beautiful scenery I've ever seen. The words I always keep thinking of is just Ireland is achingly beautiful, especially in Connemara, where the locals I met said to me, in Connemara you see all four seasons in a single day. So the beauty of the landscape just flashes by, and it's always changing. And so driving alone through there was really kind of awe-inspiring. So that was Galway, and I met painters there. I met instrument makers there. I also met poets there. There's a real artistic community. So that was fantastic. And up through Mayo, as I mentioned, and Sligo and Donegal. And Donegal is interesting because there's a lot of very outdoor activity people. So I met that rock climber I told you about who climbed Dún Briseadh, which is the 50-meter sea stack, and according to him, barely got off alive. And I met Eesky Britton, who's a great surfer, one of the only female surfers in Ireland to tackle big waves, and she was the first woman to ever surf at Mullaghmore Head in County Sligo. So a lot of outdoor activity up in Donegal and Sligo.
And, you know, Leslie, and I'm sorry I misspoke. I said that the sinking was in 1917. I think it was actually 1915.
Okay. Sounds good to me.
So you went north and you ended up in Donegal. Any particular... Mm-hmm. I always think of Donegal as sort of being the wildest, least tamed part of Ireland when I think of Ireland. Mm-hmm. That's kind of my impression of it. Who did you talk to there?
I talked to Eesky Britton, who's a surfer.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and she's surfed waves that are 30 to 40 feet high. And she is kind of, her family's responsible for bringing surfing and particularly big wave surfing to Ireland. Her grandmother went to Malibu in the 60s and, you know, surfing was a really big deal there and saw the waves and was like, well, we have bigger waves where I'm from. And so she bought a couple surfboards and brought them back to Ireland. And Eastkey's not sure what she meant to do with them, but she had five sons at the time, one of whom was Eastkey's father. And so, you know, the boys saw the surfboards and the rest is history. So Eastkey told me she's been surfing since she was 4 years old. And so, yeah, that was extraordinary to think about surfing 40-foot waves in Ireland, especially.
The warmest water.
Not the warmest water. And, you know, she told me they surf from September to March. So they wait for bad weather warnings, you know, hailstones and big storms. And then what she said to me was, then you know Mullaghmore is waking up. And I just thought that was brilliant to think of the ocean waking up with a storm.
That's really evocative.
Mm.
So tell me what's next. Tell me your next plans, your next travels, your next musical endeavors.
Oh, gosh. Well, what's next? We're working to produce the material that we got. So we're hoping to release County Kerry, you know, within the next year or so, and then County Galway will follow. So I'll be helping with that. And in terms of other things, you know, teaching at Swallow Hill, and I'm sure people are tired of me saying this, but I'm slowly but surely writing a book, so I'm trying to get that done. And
good.
Just playing music and everything that goes along with it.
If people want to learn more about Cultural Roadmap, how do they do that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, culturalroadmap.com, and it's roadmap with two P's, as in app, which is a cute play on words. If you just Google that, it'll pop right up. And you can download it for free from the App Store now, so you can have a listen and listen to it like a podcast if you want.
Oh, terrific. Leslie Ann Harrison, when do you come back to Colorado and start teaching at Swallow Hill again?
Swallow Hill starts next week.
Well, stay warm in the interim. Hurry back.
Yeah.
Bring lots of good stories with you. And thank you so much for taking the time. This has been just delightful, and it's wonderful to hear from you again.
Of course. Thanks for having me, Carl.
Oh, my pleasure. Take good care and safe travels.
Thank you.
Good night.
Good night.
Terrific set of stories there with Leslie Ann. Let's go ahead and leap back into some music with Patrick Street. We'll remind you, you are listening to KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org, and also at afterfm.com. Thank you.
And the January man, he walks abroad in woolen coat and boots of leather. The February man still shakes the snow from off his hair and blows his hands. The man of March, he sees the spring and wonders what the year will bring, and hopes for better weather. Through April rain, the man goes down to watch the birds come in to share the summer. The man of May stands very still, watching the children dance away the day. In June, the man inside the man is young and wants to lend a hand, and grins at each newcomer. And in July, the man in cotton shirt, he sits and thinks on being idle. The August man in thousands takes the road to watch the sea and find the sun. September man is standing near to saddle up and lead the year. And autumn is his bridal. The new October man, he takes the reins, and early frost is on his shoulders. The poor November man sees fire and wind, and mist and rain, and winter air. December man looks through the snow to let 11 brothers know that they're all a little older. Take another turn and walk along the icy roads he knows so well. The January man is here for start of each and every year. Along the road forever.
Music from Mick Bolger and Cole Cannon from the album Wild Orchid. It's called, appropriately enough for right now, January Man. Thanks once again to Leslie Ann Harrison for joining us this evening from chilly Maine and telling us about her travels and experiences up and down the west coast of Ireland and her ethnomusicology there. Going to leap back into music here in just a moment with Cherish the Ladies and some music from Grada. But first, we've got this.
Featuring Strictly Rockers.
Rockers to Rockers.
Reggae Bloodlines.
Some like it cold. Some like it hot, hot, hot.
Bringing you the
the best roots, dub, and dancehall. Coming to you live and direct each and every Saturday from 1 till 4. So treat yourself to the more positive things in life and listen to Reggae Bloodlines, happening right here on KGNU.
Scholte Gael is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by The Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
And picked it over rushes. Fair Betsy Bell I loved so well, and thought I ne'er could alter. But Mary Grace, your cheeky eyes cause all my fancy falter. Oh, Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were two bonny lasses. They begged to bar on yon side and picked it over rushes. Betsy's hair's like flax and gold, she smiles like a May morning. When fever starts from Thetis lap, the hills with rays adorning. White is her hair, soft is her hand, her waist and feet flow gently. With every grace she can command, her lips I vow are dainty. Oh, Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were two bonny lasses. They picked to bar on yon side and picked it over rushes. Her eyes like diamonds glances. She's eyes so clean, red up and raw. She kills whenever she dances. Blithe as a kid with wit and will, she's blooming tight and tall is, and guides her hair so graceful still. Oh Jove, she's like thy palace. Oh, Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, they were two bonny lasses. They picked a bar on yon side and picked it over lashes. Young Betsy Bell and Mary Gray, young Sarah Brassas, a fancy's G between you two, ye are such bonny lasses. Was me for both I cannot get, to one by lower scented, then my dress draws and take my fate and be with one contented. They picked a bar on yon side and picked it over with rushes. But Betsy Bell or Mary Gray could quell my fancy ever. The plague came from the borough's town, it slew them both together.
must you be far away? The winter is cold. Must you leave all behind to be called brave and bold? For the lines that you've drawn and the course you have steered. But I gave you my name to have you. Stones were never my fortune, and I never had worth for silver or gold. I've no need for fruits from the finest of orchards. I would much rather have your hand to.
Beautiful music there from Grada. It's called No Linen, No Lace. Betsy Bell and Mary Gray before that, Cherish the Ladies. And we're going to go out with something a little bit up-tempo from Great Big Sea. Musica Mundi is next. Yuquette is in studio, and she is going to bring you all kinds of great music, especially from the magic continent of Africa. You are listening to KGNU Boulder, Denver. KGNU 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, Boulder, Denver, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, Colorado, and online around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. Have a good evening and a great start to the month of January.
Wake up without a care. Your head's not heavy, your conscience clear. Sins are all forgiven here, yours and mine. Fear is gone without a trace. It's the perfect time in the perfect place. Nothing hurt, nothing sore. No one suffers anymore. The doctor found a simple cure just in time. All these things, if I were king, would all appear around me. The world will sing. She walks right in, she don't even knock. It's the girl you lost to the high school jock. She shuts the door, turns the lock, and she takes your hand. She than she's ever had. All these things, if I'm a king, would all appear around me. The world will sing when I am king. The world will sing when I am king. Oh, 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 oh. Daylight waits to shine until the moment you awaken, so you never miss the dawn. And you find yourself in just the spot in a place where everybody's got a song to sing. Feel like the final movie scene. The prince will find his perfect queen. The hero always sees the world. The villains get what they deserve. The poor will always get the gun. I am king.
You're listening KJ New Boulder Denver and Musica Mundi, and thank you for listening and happy new year. And today I'm joined by Preston and Inira.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Hello everyone.
Thank you for being here, guys, and
yes.
Happy new year.
Yeah, happy 2018.
Yeah, let's begin our new year playing some good tune, and it's always good to be here at KJNU to start the year with playing music, and we hope this new year bring us peace, happiness and health and unity in the community. So yeah, stay tuned. Yeah.